USC, Southwest Minnesota State elevate interim leaders to permanent spots. February brought leadership changes to a mix of public and private colleges across the U.S. At least two institutions formally installed their interim leaders as president. And a Baptist college in Georgia is rebuilding its leadership team after its last president departed amid a sexual misconduct scandal. Below, we're rounding up some of last month's biggest leadership changes. President. Byung-Soo Kim. Institution. University of Southern California. Coming or going? Coming. The University of Southern California's trustee board on February 4th named Byung-Soo Kim as the private nonprofit's permanent president, effective immediately. Kim had served as USC's interim leader since July 1st, following the retirement of former university president Carol Folt. He took the helm as the university sought to address a $200 million operating deficit and bolster its finances amid a fluctuating federal funding landscape. To that end, Kim oversaw over 900 layoffs during his 7 months as interim president. In November, he said USC was trying to find new internal positions for up to 200 employees who received pink slips. He also said that the layoffs had put the university on track to eliminate its long-term deficit by the end of the 2026 fiscal year. President Larry Leone. Institution. Truett McConnell University. Coming or going? Coming. Larry Leone will be the next president of Truett McConnell University, the Baptist Institutions Board said February 2. He will take the helm of the Georgia College in April. Leone comes to Truett McConnell from New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, where he served as a senior administrator and an ethics professor. His appointment comes after Truett McConnell announced it had decided to part ways with its then-president Amir Kaner in September. Kaner had been on leave since June following allegations that the administration hadn't responded to reports of sexual misconduct involving a former faculty member. President. Eric Spina. Institution. University of Dayton. Coming or going? Going. University of Dayton President Eric Spina announced on February 6 that he will retire by June 2027 after leading the institution for 11 years. Prior to joining the University of Dayton, Spina worked at Syracuse University for almost three decades. Although the Catholic institution wasn't running a deficit, it eliminated 20 staff positions last year and decided not to renew 45 faculty contracts. Spina framed the cuts as a means of right-sizing the Ohio University and told Dayton Daily News in March that they are expected to save the university about $25 million over 3 years. University of Dayton's board is using an executive search firm to help find Spina's replacement, and Spina is working with trustees throughout the transition process, the university said. President. David Jones. Institution. Southwest Minnesota State University. Coming or going? Coming. David Jones was named the president of Southwest Minnesota State University, effective February 18, the Minnesota State Board of Trustees announced last month. Jones began serving as the university's interim leader in July, and he oversaw student affairs and enrollment management at Minnesota State University, Mankato prior to that. Southwest Minnesota State has seen its enrollment bounce back from losses during the pandemic and reach 8,214 students in fall 2024, up 16.2% from a decade prior. President. Cameron Wesson. Institution. Shepherd University. Coming or going? Coming. Shepherd University on February 26 named Cameron Wesson as its next president. Wesson will begin his new position at the public West Virginia institution in July. He comes from LaSalle University, a private Philadelphia institution where he serves as provost. Shepherd's current president, Mary Hendricks, announced in September that she would retire at the end of the academic year.